Children who couldn't color. The three little children, red, blue, and yellow, had lived in their color box for as long as they could remember. They had been in the box for as long that everybody in the world forgot they even existed. There were no toys, no books, and no TV in that old box. Over the years, the children had played all the games they knew many, many times and had grown
utterly
bored of them. They also grew utterly bored of each other. So with nothing left to do, they spent most of their time arguing and fighting like
cockerels.
And this is what happened one day. "Stop lying," Yellow yelled at Blue.
Who
was peeping out of the rusty hole in the lid of the color box. "I'm not lying," said Blue. "There's really a big black spider outside on the wall." "Really?" said Red. "Then I want to see it," she said. "Let me see the spider," all
excited
and worked up. Yeah. Red ran straight into Blue and Blue fell down. Now Yellow felt left out of the scene. He showed Red away from the peephole. "Get out of my way! Get away!" he shouted at Red. Red too fell down and landed on top of Blue. Red was so upset. She burned with anger. And Blue, he went numb with shock. But Yellow
cared
a damn. He quickly climbed up on Blue's big belly to look at the spider. As he did so, he saw something very, very big and scary. "Ah, a monster! A monster!" Yellow screamed. "It's not a spider, it's a monster!" Click! Suddenly, the lid of the box was removed by an
enormous
hand. Swoop! A gush of air swept in. Whip! A splash of light struck them in the eyes. There stood above the children a huge girl, a giant. She was so big, the children were the size of her fingers. The most terrifying part was that she was as pale as a statue. "What are you?" the girl asked, examining them closely. Her voice was soft and less scary than her looks. But the children were in a shock. Their throats dried up. They could hardly move. "Come on, I know you can speak," said the girl. "I heard you
quarreling
just now." "Good." Blue made an effort. He gulped again. "Are you going to eat us?" "No way," the girl smiled. "Look, I don't even have all my teeth yet. But what are you guys?" "Colors," it says on the box. "What's that?" She picked up Red and looked at her closely. "Oh, we make pictures colorful like ourselves, I think," Red whispered, squeezed between the girl's thumb and forefinger. "And my name is Red. The big one over there is Blue, and I'm Yellow," Yellow shouted from the box. "But what are you?" "Me? I'm Yasmin," said the girl. "And this is the storeroom of my house. Now tell me, can you know? I have never heard of such a thing as colorful pictures. Can you really do it?" Forgot to say Red tried to tell the truth, but she didn't have the courage to say that they didn't know how to color. All they ever did in their lives was stay in the box and
Quarrel.
But hey, Yasmin wasn't listening anyway. She was gazing at her window and dreaming. Her eyes twinkled with ideas. "I will take that picture to school," she was saying. "They'll call me a genius. I will be popular. Wow. Would you color a picture for me?" she said at last. Red almost fainted with fear. "Oh, what are you going to do now? What if she kills us?" she thought. Just then, Yellow whispered something to Blue and turned to Yasmin. A mysterious smirk crossed his lips. "Look," he said
boldly.
"We are pretty bored of living in this box. If we color a picture, would you let us play with your toys and stuff?" "Of course," Yasmin clapped her hands. While Red wondered what Yellow and Blue were up to. "My world is black and white, at best gray but never bright. Everything is sad and
tragic.
"Alas, colors can do magic," said Yasmin. "I agree,"
declared
Yellow proudly. And then he whispered to Red, sly, "If you want to be out of the box, humor the girl like a clever fox." So began in the coloring experiment, a line, a stroke, a fill, so it went. None knew how it was to be done. But heck, to be out of the box was fun. Yasmin admired as the picture took shape. A window, a web, a spider with a cape. She cried, "Wow, this is fabulous. Seriously, I'm great."
"Surely?"
"Great as clumsy."
Columbus. "Surely, I'm great as Columbus."
What does Columbus mean?
Columbus discovered several countries.
But when things started to smoothly sail, there came a horrible twist in the tale. When the picture was becoming worthy of a
laurel,
Red, Blue, and Yellow, like always, started to
quarrel.
Blue, stop running over my spider legs, Yellow nudged. "Stop giving me a fright," said Red. "My line is smugged."
Bickering
is all you ever do, said Blue. "But hey, look, I color better than you two." As soon as this was said, a riot broke out. Someone pushed another, gave a shout. Seeing the violent, Yasmin was
aghast.
Red, Blue, and Yellow fought like angry wasps. The picture turned into a ghastly mishmash of lines and smugged strokes. It broke Yasmin's heart. Stop, she cried, her eyes full of tears. But no one listened. "I hate you, colors. I hate you," she said in a rage of anger. She threw them all out of the window. Blump, bump, thump. Blue landed straight in the fish pond of Yasmin's garden. Red's scary flight broke midway in a bush, and she got stuck in a dull gray lily flower. Poor Yellow, fell in a ditch and was scared beyond it. He was slowly drowning. What's more, a huge, ugly black frog was staring right down at him. Oh, what a mess. Yellow was so sorry to be in the horrid place without his friend. He just wanted to sit there and whip. But there was no time. He splished and he splashed. Like a fish lest he drowned. He swam in the thick mud and managed to climb up on the frog's back. Croak went the frog. Hi, said Yellow, relieved.
Relieved.
Relieved. But again, there was no time. Not for from very far, Yellow heard Blue going, "Woohoo, woohoo! That's my friend," Yellow thought. "Blue, I'm coming. Blue, I will save you." Out of nervousness, Yellow began to jump on the frog. Each time he jumped, the frog hopped, jumping, hopping, jumping, hopping. Yellow and the frog reached the pond. And what do they see? Blue was absolutely fine. He was happily riding on a fish, going, "Woohoo, woohoo!" It was a wonderful sight because each time Blue cried up the pond, circled the pond, a little color washed off him, making the colorless water become brilliant blue in color. "Unbelievable! I didn't know you could color like this," said Yellow. "Ha ha! And I didn't know you too could color so well." "Woohoo," said Blue. That's when Yellow noticed that even the frog was not so ugly and black anymore. When Yellow was jumping on its back all the way to the pond, he had somehow made yellow spots on the frog. "Ah," was all Yellow could say He was so delighted. "Croak," said the spotted frog happily. More magic happened when Yellow helped Blue out of the pond and onto the frog's back. The colors Blue and Yellow mix together to make a new color. Now, can you guess what do most frogs look like? "Croak, croak," said the friendly green frog, and together they all went looking for Red. She was still stuck in the gray lily, sulking. "I'm not so pretty anymore. All my color is rubbing off on the flower. Boo-hoo." When Blue and Yellow found her, they said, "Look, Red, you have made the flower so pretty." A little
bemused,
Red noticed. The flower
through
her swollen eyes. And of course, the dull gray petals of the lily had turned bright red. Blue, big and tall as he was,
vaulted
himself into the flower and gave Red a comforting hug, like a dream. Colors from Red and Blue mixed together and turned the lily violet. There was
nothing
more beautiful than that violet lily in the garden. We now know how to color Blue when blue, and we are all together again," Red said, returning his hug. Red and Blue jumped off the flower to meet Yellow. The frog hopped away to show off its new colorful looks to its friends. The children hugged each other so tightly, so many times, and with so much love that their colors mixed in many, many ways, and a rainbow shot up into the sky. Yasmin, seeing it all from her window, forgot that she was angry and went to celebrate with her miracle friends. "Oh, look, the colors of her white frock is now like the rainbow in the sky." Since that day, the water is blue, most frogs are green, and the prettiest lilies are violet. But the story doesn't end here. Yasmin and the colors became the best friends of friends, and together they now travel to the whole of the earth and the sky to make every possible thing colorful and bright. Only when colors get tired, they come and rest in their color box. You might even catch them taking a nap somewhere in a
stationery
shop, and Yasmin would be not be far away. The end. I like reading the story because it's different from all the fairy tales, like Cinderella and Goldilocks, and it's interesting.